Welcome back, listeners, to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, aka Mike Daddy, aka Magnificent Mikey. And today, I want to bring you tips for Season 4, Week 3 challenges. One in particular, I'll go over all the challenges that we have, and then I'll give you a tip for completing one of them. Okay, so here's the Season 4 Week 3 challenges. If you have the Battle Pass, they are, let's see here, revive 5 players, deal damage with pistols to opponents, 500 damage total, search chests in Lily Lodge, you gotta get 7 of them, search rubber duckies, you gotta get 10 of those, follow the treasure map found in Salty Springs, that's one of those, you gotta get 2 sniper rifle eliminations, and you need to eliminate 3 opponents in Tilted Towers. A couple of these, you know, real simple, obviously, you know, pistol, deal damage with pistols. You know, straightforward with that one. You know, get pistol weapons and try to deal some damage to your opponents. If you get the suppressed pistol, that's a good one. Or, you know, the hand cannons, you're going to be able to do a lot of damage at once with those if you can get a shot off with those. The eliminate opponents in Tilted Towers, that's already a crazy place. And with this Battle Pass challenge, it probably is going to make Tilted Towers even crazier. So you should be able to go in there and, you know, start getting eliminations right away. There should be a ton of people there to eliminate. You know, there's going to be a lot of people there trying to eliminate you too. So just be ready for that. Like I said, it'd probably be even crazier than normal because of this Battle Pass challenge. Sniper rifle eliminations, 2 of those. You know, as we all know, I'm not the greatest with sniper rifles. So, you know, there's that challenge. Hopefully you guys are out there better with the sniper rifles than me. But I'm sure we can get that done. Let's see here. Yeah, that's pretty much the ones that are straightforward besides the Revive 5 players. So this originally was actually Watch a Match Replay, and they replaced that with Revive players, 5 of them. And I think they did that because when I tried doing this one myself, the challenge wasn't being completed. I tried doing it and it would just never work, so I think that was one of the issues that they had in the patch update. So it looks like they went ahead and changed that, and now it's Revive 5 players. And this one, you know, we have a perfect game mode to play right now that this should not be too hard, and that is the 50v50 version 2. And I'm gonna give you a tip on playing that today so that you can go play this again. You know, there's a ton of people all playing. You know, it's basically 2 squads of 50 teams playing against each other. So there's going to be a lot of people getting downed pretty quickly. So you should be able to get a lot of the revived players. You should be able to, you know, complete this challenge within a couple of matches, 2 or 3 matches. You'll probably be able to get it done if you don't get eliminated in those matches yourself. Okay, so let's see what we're going to do about that. So for when you're playing the 50v50 mode, again, you know, if you have the battle pass and one of the challenges revive 5 people, the tip I'm going to give you here is just to stick around people, stick by a big group of people. I see a lot of people, and I even do this myself quite a bit sometimes in the 50v50 mode, going out, running off on your own because there's so much loot to get. You just go off on your own somewhere, start looting, start getting weapons, and then you end up being out there on your own, and then you're kind of a sitting duck. What I'm going to suggest to you is drop down. When you drop down, just follow everybody else down wherever they're headed, and then stick around a group of people so you can all stick together, stick by each other. And then anytime you see anybody get downed, you'll be able to start reviving them, and that's going to help you build towards completing that challenge for this week 3 challenge. That's the tip I have for that. pretty simple, pretty easy tip to do to complete one of these challenges. Again, that challenge is straightforward, and we have, again, the perfect game mode to play to get this challenge done really fast. Of course, you can still play duos and do this, and you can play squads and get this challenge done. But I think you will just find that you get it done a lot faster if you play the 50v50 mode, just for the simple fact that there's going to be so many people who are on your team that you have a lot more choices of people to revive when they get downed. Alrighty, guys, that's the tips for today. I want to also bring you a couple other things that I have here. I ran a Twitter poll the other day, and this was inspired by the fact that my son got a Switch, a Nintendo Switch, for his birthday, and so I tweeted out a Twitter poll asking, I think the answer is obvious, but wouldn't you like to have Fortnite on the Nintendo Switch? We actually got a pretty decent turnout on votes here, the most votes that I've had in the last couple of Twitter polls, but it was a resounding yes. It got 87% of the vote, and yes, obviously people want to see Fortnite on the Switch. It would be so much fun to have. Okay, so there's that. Again, that, you guys, is on my Twitter, and then my Twitch. I'm starting to get some followers on Twitch now, so I want to thank you guys that have gone ahead and went over to Twitch, you know, from the podcast and started following me on Twitch now. We have, looks like Girl Dandy, State Pod, Skull Bash 1241, and Breadman Brett. Thank you all for going over to Twitch and started following me on Twitch. That's going to help me out a lot. Big thank you to you guys. And let's see here, what else did I want to get to? Oh, yes, a couple more five-star reviews here. We got one that says its title should be number one. They left a five-star review. It's from Dynam101. It says, this podcast should be the number one Fortnite podcast ever, or maybe even number one podcast ever. Keep going. Awesome. Xbox player. Thank you, Dynam101. You're number one, if you ask me. You know, thank you for saying the podcast is number one as well. Go ahead and head over to Twitch, start following me there as well, and Twitter. And let's see here, we have another 5-star review that is titled 5-star, and they left a 5-star review, and the name is just a bunch of letters. I'm not sure how to pronounce that one, but the review here says, I would love 2 podcasts a week if you can keep it up, bro. Hopefully you will be able to interview streamer soon. Hopefully that is going to happen. You know, we'll try to get that worked out. Hopefully that will be something we'll be able to put together and bring to you guys soon. I see that you say you would love 2 podcasts a week. I don't know if that's because you think that I'm not going to be able to keep up the daily podcasts, but I think I should be able to do that. There's so much content in Fortnite that it's not really hard to do a little like 5 to 10 minute episodes daily on Fortnite, especially since, you know, we get, you know, new weekly challenges, we get the weekly updates, you know, and that those things are constantly changing the game, constantly changing strategies and different types of tips to give for either, you know, completing challenges or just new metas within the game itself, and you know, new strategies that evolve in the game around new things that get added into the game. So for now, I don't think it's going to be too hard to keep daily, but if I ever had to move down to 2 podcasts a week, I would. But for now, the plan is just keep it going daily. And then I'm going to take this chance again, guys, to remind you to head over to Twitter and Twitch and start following me there and communicate to me, you know, communicate with me over there. It'll be a lot easier because I actually see a couple of guys here who changed their reviews. You know, they still leave 5 stars, but they just changed the written part of the review. And, you know, when I'm looking over the reviews, guys, I'm just scrolling down to the bottom to see this newest one so I can shout out the newest guys. And so there might be a chance that I don't see your new written written part of the review. If you're just changing the written part of the review, I happen to see these ones, so I'll go ahead and read them. But in the future, just start following me on Twitter and Twitch. That way, if you want to have something you can say to me, you know, you'll be able to reach me directly, and I won't, you know, there'll be less of a chance that I would miss it. But again, so JMonster100 again, he was asking me, what's your favorite NFL team and what's your Super Bowl prediction? He says, I like the Jags and they're going with the Eagles to the Super Bowl 53 and will win 23-17 in overtime. I really like that bold prediction. You know, I don't know a lot of Jaguar fans, so that's awesome that you are a Jaguar fan. I think that team is really, you know, a really good up-and-coming team. Tom Coughlin is a really good guy to be having to run your organization there, so I think they will keep improving. I'm not sure if they're going to get to the Super Bowl. I like the Eagles myself to get back to the Super Bowl. I mean, especially with the young Carson Wentz, he should come back healthy. So, you know, I like the Eagles' chances to get back. It is so hard to repeat in the NFL. You know, guys, we haven't seen that a lot in the past. So who knows if that would really happen. But I happen to really like the Eagles. My best friend, he was born in the area, so the Eagles are his favorite team. So if they're in the Super Bowl, I will be rooting for them. I myself, I have two teams I'm a really big fan of. So I grew up in Southern Oregon, so we don't have an NFL team in Oregon. So when I was a real young kid, I was really attracted to the Oakland Raiders at the time, just because, like, I love that silver and black, and they looked, you know, they just had a cool look. And all the players at the time, when I was a kid, were, like, you know, big, rough, tough guys. That was the kind of the personality the team had, and I just loved it. So I'm a big Raiders fan. And then, let's see here, 11 years ago, I moved up to Seattle, where I am now. And so that was 2007. And I just fell in love with the Seahawks right away. They had a young team that was, you know, doing pretty good at the time. And obviously, you know, since the time I've moved here, they've actually won a Super Bowl, and that's been really fun to watch. You know, don't think they're quite going to make it there this year. You know, a lot of changes to the team for the Seahawks. So, I don't think they're as bad as some people think they're going to be, but I think they'll be good still. But yeah, if you're asking me for a Super Bowl prediction at this point in time, you know, I don't know how you can deny the Patriots. I think the Patriots probably going to make it back again. I don't really see any reason why they wouldn't. And if I was choosing somebody from the NFC, I would go with you as well, JMonster, and say that it would be the Eagles in there. Now, it's tough to pick the winner again. I think it would be a great rematch to see. And then I would have to go again, you know, my best friend, he's an Eagles fan, so I'd be rooting for the Eagles to win. But something tells me Bill Belichick and Tom Brady would, you know, find a way the second time around to get things together and actually end up getting the win. But who knows? But then, yeah, sorry, guys, that's a lot of football talk about on a Fortnite podcast here. But again, let me encourage you, especially you, JMonster100, because I think you've changed your written review a couple times now, and I've happened to catch it both times. But, you know, now that we're starting to get more and more reviews, I'm going to start, you know, I'm just scrolling to the bottom because I really want to call out everybody who's doing, leaving new reviews, because I don't want to skip over anybody. And so if you want to get a hold of me, go follow me on Twitch and follow me on Twitter and write me there. I already know Breadman Brett has done that, and Skull Bash has done that as well. Both, you know, written me messages on Twitter, and I definitely got back to them on there, so I would definitely get back to you. And so make sure you go ahead and do that, because that'll be the best way to get a hold of me, so that I don't skip over anything you might want to write to me in the future. And it goes for everybody else as well. Those are the best places to follow me right now, Twitch and Twitter. That way we can communicate more and keep the show and keep the community building. And like I said, hopefully one of these days work out a schedule, I can maybe stream, well, not stream, but play with a couple of you guys and, you know, maybe even record it and then post it after that. Alrighty, guys, that's going to be it for today. I'll be back tomorrow with some more tips on completing some more of the week three challenges for season four. Not, it's a daily podcast, so I don't plan these out way ahead of time, so I'm not sure what other kind of tip I'll bring you, but it's either going to be a tip about, you know, solos, squads, or duos. Been trying to expand more out into the duos and squads lately. That way, I know a lot of people are fans of playing those modes, so I really want to help those guys out as well. But until tomorrow, guys, have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.